This is some virtuoso Gil playing right here on Wandering Rhythms. Probably something you have never previously heard. Thank you.
top. Everybody shut up right now, man. Class is in session. Listen right quick.
Warning. The sounds you are about to hear can be devastating to your ears. The Crispy Biscuit has returned, featuring DJ Kilo C on the wheels and host Incredible Ease. Be sure to tune in and listen midnight every Saturday, CJSF 90.1 FM or www.cjsf.ca. Don't fight the biscuit. CJSF Hip Hop Nonstop. Spread the word.
Ahoy, good friends. This is Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard a band that specializes in post... Well, I wouldn't call it post-punk, actually, if it is the 80s. But yeah, some interesting punk, grunge, and gamelan music. Yeah, the traditional style of music from Indonesia, featuring a lot of different bells and gongs and stuff that sounds like it's from another planet, if you're used to, well, Western music that's very... cut up into notes and scales. But yeah, that's from a record called Urban Gamelan from 1984, a British group that I just discovered thanks to our music reviewer and music department fellow here at the station, Trevor, work study as well. He told me about this band. He's like, man, if you like strange mixing of styles, well, this group is one of the strangest. So 23 Skidoo, some kind of slang term from the U.S. as well. But yeah, the track there, Helicopters, 1984, as old as I am. I wouldn't call that necessarily gamelan. I don't think they got their hands maybe on the real instruments, which are only available if you go to Indonesia. But yeah, also very heavy. Nevertheless, very interesting stuff there. And before that, we heard a group from Moscow, Pascura, and a new album that just came out a few days ago. Yeah, less than a week ago. A new record called Myriad Eyes. And this Russian post-rock, indie, post-metal, they call themselves, group is on a Beijing label called Handshake Records, featuring artists from around Asia and Europe. And yeah, the track there was called MT Dot, or maybe just Mountain. Yeah, a lot of harder tracks on that one, but that was a nice little dreamy number. And they started off that little set with a solo piece on the gil, the Ghanaian xylophone, and the master musician SK Kakraba. The track Gun, G-U-U-N, and that's a new album that he just put out on Awesome Tapes from Africa. In fact, he is from Africa, but like the label, he's now based in the U.S., in California. So SK Kakraba there. And that was the last song you'd play as part of a funeral ceremony. So to get people to dance, that'd be the most upbeat number of the proceeding. And, well, I'm going to keep music flowing for one more little set before we travel to Central Asia, the music of the Azeri people. Next, I'm going to play a very interesting fellow from just down south from the U.S. He goes by Thundercat, and he started out as like a punk musician. He played in a band called Suicidal Tendencies. For about a decade, starting in 2002. And then he got into more sampling and making his own music. And he's known as a bass player originally, but now he's a producer and quite well known. He plays with Kendrick Lamar and such. So Thundercat, he has a new album here. And I'm going to play a track called Lone Wolf and Cub from the record The Beyond, Where the Giants Roam. Nice stuff here on Wandering Rhythms.
You do all on your own. devices, blank whatever guard. I'm surrounded by all these devices. Someone I don't know asked me, what exactly are my vices? I replied in song, like, this is what my vice is. Precisely what advice can I receive from my friends and enemies? To put a thoughtless thought at ease, please be in agreement.
Local music here, well, just east of where I am sitting in Burnaby. Vancouver artist Francesca Belcourt from her record Zongs, the track Meaning, featuring some vocals by a fellow named O'Shea. And before that, you heard Thundercat from down in the U.S., track called Lone Wolf and Cub. Some nice bass guitar textures cut up and mixed with other stuff. So, hey, it's time for a trip to Central Asia, just on the west coast of the Caspian Sea. And that's coming up after a very short break.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
All right, you're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, cjsf.ca worldwide, and it is now time for a trip to Azerbaijan. Yes, in Central Asia, there is a nation that gets not much attention over here, and that's why I'm particularly excited to share this music with you, because it is very beautiful and very, very deep, many different styles of music that reflect the geography. And Azerbaijan is in the crossroads between Asia and Europe, and a lot of the goods that traveled back and forth along the so-called Silk Road traveled through Azerbaijan. So the music, well, the instruments have been traded, and they acquired in that part of the world many different styles of instruments. So there's stringed instruments, there are a lot of flutes, There are a lot of drums, and the voice is a huge part of the music of Azerbaijan. And yes, I'm going to present to you many different styles from this great and quite small nation. A nation of about almost 10 million people, a former Soviet country, so it's been independent since 1991. And yes, it is on the left coast of the Caspian Sea, with many nations nearby. Well, it's on the ocean. Well, not quite an ocean, but the sea. It's got Iran just to the south. To the north, we have a giant country called Russia. To the west, Georgia and Armenia. But not far further west is Turkey. And the biggest influences that I've read and I've heard myself are Iran and Turkey. Turkish and Iranian music. Very deep history there, and they certainly rubbed off on the music of Azerbaijan. So I'm going to start off with something classically Azerbaijani, and it is an instrument called the tar. It has different names in every country.